From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. This Saturday night, some modern-day Ghostbusters will take over the old Idaho Penitentiary to see if they can hear from any of the 130 who died or were executed at the former Boise prison. Big River Paranormal has spent a lot of time behind the walls and bars of this site, where there have been reports of cold spots, disembodied voices, lights turning on and off, and gates opening and closing all on their own. And you can join the investigation if you're over 18 years old and you're willing to walk the halls of the old hanging prison at night. So joining us now are J.C. Brain, the Visitor Services Coordinator for the Old Idaho Pen and the Idaho State Historical Society, and Marie Johnston is the Executive Director of Big River Paranormal. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Hi, Gemma. Yes, thank you.
Hi. Okay, hold on. I'm so sorry. Live radio. I have a little tickle in my throat. So excuse me really quick while I take a sip of water. Okay, now I'm ready to go. Sorry about that. Oh, my goodness.
It always happens.
It only happens when it's something important.
It only happens when it's important or when I'm live on the radio and all of a sudden I can't talk. Anyway, Now I'm ready.
We'll blame the ghosts.
Okay. I was just going to say that. I was literally just going to say that. So Marie,
for everything.
Everything. So Marie, we've had Big River on the show a few times now to talk about the investigations that you do with the old pen. So why do you keep going back to this particular site?
Why would you not? It's an amazing location. You know, we've been there going on 13 years and there's been a ton of activity there and it's a fabulous site historical wise. And it's so important to the Treasure Valley, but we love it there because of the activity.
I think you bring up such a good point, Marie. It's not, I think, just about the, you know, ghost sightings and all of that kind of thing. It really is, from a historical standpoint, I think, so incredibly interesting.
It's very important to the Treasure Valley, as JC can speak to.
Mm-hmm. So JC, how popular are these kinds of events at the old pen?
The paranormal investigations have been incredibly successful and popular for us. We try to host as many as we can throughout the year with Big River Paranormal's help and generosity. And so, and they sell out every time. They sell out in advance, in fact. And so we try to get tickets on sale about a month in advance and then get the next one out there so that folks have an option.
Well, and JC, as I said, more than 100 people died at the prison. Not everyone was executed. I mean, prisoners did die of natural causes. And
great.
And hundreds of people spent time behind bars there.
So about 13,000, yeah.
Oh, 13,000. Okay, so yeah, so a lot. Do you think the old pen is haunted?
You know, I am of the opinion that, as you said, 130 people passed away there, that if anywhere in Boise is haunted, it's going to be the old Idaho Penitentiary, right? It's such a fascinating site due to just the sheer number of people there and the wide variety of trajectories they had, whether they were able to leave prison and make good on their lives, or whether, you know, their trajectory was more sad or tragic.
And you know, JC, like I mentioned to Marie, and as Marie brought up, you know, I think there's such historical significance to the old pen. I mean, take out the, you know, the idea of ghosts and spirits. It is, I think, just such a fascinating site. I mean, I've done the tour a couple of times. My kids have done it. I mean, both my kids did it, you know, in the fourth grade with Idaho State History. We've done it together as a family. And I have to tell you, what they learn and what they come home with, and it's really interesting to me. So, I mean, from that historical perspective, can you talk about the significance of this site?
Yeah, there's very few sites like it that can be explored by the public or by a visitor who is just interested in seeing a site like this. It was in operation pre-Idaho statehood. You know, 1872, mm-hmm. Idaho didn't become a state until 1890, and it was in operation until 1973. So that's 101 years. So you're spanning this gold rush era, Wild West motif where, you know, men were here for stealing horses or, you know, land disputes, whatever that may be, up through the social mm-hmm. upheaval of the 60s and 70s. And that's really evident through the scars that remain from the riots of the 1970s. And so this site tells the story of justice in Idaho and in the West in such complete detail. And we try to tell that story through the human stories of the people who lived and worked here.
Yeah. So let's get to Saturday's event, because Marie, you want folks to have a good time during this adventure. But I think it's important to say that your organization, Big River, as well as your volunteers, you take your work very seriously. So you really do try to sift through everything that you can explain to find out, you know, to find out maybe what's hidden or as some might say, what can't be explained. Can you talk about that a little bit?
We do. You know, I have some excellent evidence review texts. And so, you know, we always go by the saying, when in doubt, throw it out. So if there's any doubt at all as we're going through that evidence, then we don't present that as evidence. And so when something does happen, they try and hunt it down and figure out what it could have been. And so mm-hmm. people are able to review that evidence on our website at bigriverparanormal.com. And it's really helpful sometimes, because even our guests will come back and go, oh, you know what, that happened to me. And here's what happened. And they share their stories. And it's just, it's really, really fascinating. But we try mm-hmm. and look for any possible logical explanation for the activity that's happening before we say, you know what, this might be something paranormal here.
So Marie, as we mentioned, you've spent a lot of time at the Old Pen over the last 13 years. Have you... Yeah. uncovered anything in that time that you really could not explain?
Well, there's several times. I mean, just like the time that I was touched in Three House, you know, that was really interesting. I was taking photos and it felt just like a man reached up and ran his fingers through my hair. And then another investigator and I heard, ooh, pretty in a man's voice. How do you explain that? There's nobody wow. up. There's two women up there. There's no men up there. So how do you explain something like that?
Yeah. And when you're with someone, so both of you hear it, right? Not just one of you.
Right. Right. Yeah. And then to feel something like that, it's pretty cool, you know, and I've seen things there that you can't explain. So mm-hmm. yeah, that's why we keep going back. We love it there.
So Marie, what about this idea of things that are, you know, might be really scary or uncomfortable, you know, paranormal wise that some people talk about? Have you experienced that at the Old Pen, or is, because I always wonder, it's like, you know, if you believe in this possibility, is it that spirits are really evil, or is it that they haven't transitioned and maybe they're frustrated, or maybe it was in the manner of how they died? And then we're talking about, you know, a prison that executed people.
You know, I think a majority of the time when people are truly scared, it's because it's unknown to them. You know, there's very few mm-hmm. cases where I go out and it's truly scary. I wouldn't consider the Old Penitentiary one of those locations, other than it can be just kind of scary at night because they're huge buildings and there's some places there that are very, very dark. And so it lends to all of that. I think a majority of the time it's just people who are kind of left behind, who are frustrated, who are scared themselves. You know, they want to be able to communicate and they're having a hard time being able to do that because somebody can't hear them or see them. There's a reason that those shows play over and over and over every Halloween when it comes to talking about the demonic or the evil. It's because mm-hmm. those true cases of that are so extremely rare that they have to keep playing those things over and over and over again. And so...
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I tell my investigators, you know, a lot of them, they come and go from this field. And so a lot of them won't even be in this field long enough to experience a true case of something like that. The Old Pen is not we have never encountered anything evil or destructive or anything of that nature there at all. Quite the opposite.
Have you experienced that somewhere else, though? Because I know Marie Big River is not just, I mean, you don't just go to the Old Pen. I mean, you've been to numerous sites and areas.
Yeah, we've handled 900 plus cases. So I've been investigating for 30 plus years. And so, yes, I have had a couple of cases, and I can't really talk about them because they're residential, but I have come across a couple of cases where there were something very negative there. And then that was handled based on the client's wishes and how they wanted that taken care of. But it can happen. Neither one were quote unquote demonic, but there was some there was some negative stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. So, as you said, Marie, you know, the Old Idaho Pen is likely the most haunted place in Idaho. Is that because of it having been just a place where, as we said, 130 people died or were executed there?
Yeah, I think so. I think it has a lot to do with the history there and the number of deaths there. And I think it also, you know, some of what is left there is also residual, not necessarily an intelligent haunt. So there's a lot of residual, and a lot of that has to do with the material that it's been made out of and the history that's passed through there. So it just has a lot of history and vibe to it that lends to that.
And JC, from the standpoint of the Old Idaho Penitentiary, what's it like to be able to have events like this? I mean, as you and I talked about, I mean, I would think people also get the opportunity to learn the significance of the history.
Absolutely. And Big River Paranormal are wonderful to work with in that sense, because they do take the time to train like the rest of our staff and learn those stories and discover what, you know, the causes of what they're discovering might be. And so we, just like any of our other events, you know, we add that educational component. And so we're very fortunate to be able to have them with us.
Well, and the history aspect is so important to us that we very much encourage our guests that come out on the investigations, if they have not attended the day tours and learned about it that way, we encourage them to go out on the day tours and learn more about the historical aspect, as opposed to just asking us historical questions all night. Because I think it's important for them to learn that.
Exactly. And those day tours are amazing. I only have like 30 seconds left with you. So I am assuming this event is sold out, but do you have another one coming up, JC?
Yeah, tickets are currently on sale for the August 26th investigation. We will then have one in October around Halloween as part of our Locktober Halloween events, and those will be available on Labor Day.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.